What if the language you speak every day, without thinking, without effort, could become your ticket to exploring the world? Right now, roughly 1 billion people are learning English, creating a massive global demand for teachers. Here's the surprising part. You already possess the fundamental skill needed. Every time you explain a word to a friend or clarify a concept, you're essentially teaching. TEFL transforms this natural ability into something extraordinary, a career that fuses adventure, cultural discovery, and genuine human connection. Whether you're craving a gap year with purpose, contemplating a complete career pivot, or simply dreaming of earning while wandering, teaching English abroad offers more than a job. It offers transformation. English became the global language through the British Empire's legacy, America's dominance, and the tech revolution, creating teaching opportunities from Seoul to Barcelona to your hometown. Each region offers distinct trade-offs. The Middle East promises higher salaries but stricter cultural norms. South America delivers immersive experiences with modest pay. Europe balances decent compensation with convenient travel. Summer camps boom June to August, while academic positions typically start in September or January. Hot opportunities include business English, technical vocabulary, and online platforms. Reality check, TEFL isn't a get-rich scheme. You'll cover shared accommodation, occasional meals out, and weekend trips, not luxury living. The real compensation? Watching students grasp tricky concepts, navigating markets with hand gestures, forming friendships across language barriers. Challenges include employer uncertainty, homesickness, and feeling overwhelmed. The key is thorough preparation, securing visas, arranging vaccinations, researching cultural norms, and connecting with experienced teachers. Modern TEFL teaching looks radically different from traditional grammar drills. Picture a classroom buzzing with conversation. Students working in pairs, role-playing real scenarios, laughing at mistakes without fear. The liberating truth, you don't need to speak your students' language. Using only English is typically encouraged. When students slip into their native tongue, respond with simple English, gestures, or pictures. Not understanding them creates authentic motivation. They must communicate in English to be understood. You also don't need encyclopedic grammar knowledge. Focus on thoroughly understanding the specific points you'll teach each lesson. Your knowledge expands organically with experience. Teach functional vocabulary for students' needs. How old are you? To children, but not adults. London Underground slang to students in England, but not Costa Rica. The golden rule? Students should do most of the talking. Think of yourself as a facilitator, someone who sets up opportunities for genuine communication, then steps back to let it happen. The TEFL industry now demands more than native fluency. A 100-hour TEFL certificate is the minimum requirement, but CELTA and Trinity Cert TESOL are gold standards, particularly valued in the UK, where private schools must meet British Council accreditation. Intensive courses compress training into 4 to 5 exhausting weeks. Part-time formats spread content over 3 months to a year, accommodating existing jobs. Distance learning offers flexibility and affordability, but lacks hands-on practice, ideal for experienced teachers, less impressive to overseas employers. After 2 years' experience, diploma courses like Cambridge Delta and Trinity DipTESOL demonstrate deeper expertise, opening doors to director of studies positions and teacher training roles. Before accepting positions, clarify tax responsibilities, gross versus net salary, travel expenses, and seasonal closures. Consider preparation time when evaluating hourly rates. Some methods require virtually none. Others demand 20 minutes per teaching hour. TEFL won't make you wealthy, but it compensates with charm, interest, and opportunities that conventional careers rarely offer. Successful lessons require intentional architecture. The PPP method, presentation, practice, production, forms the backbone of effective teaching. Introduce new language clearly, guide students through controlled practice, then create opportunities for free production, where students use language creatively in realistic scenarios. Think of teaching like climbing a hill. Too steep, and students become exhausted. Too gradual, and they grow bored. The ideal learning slope provides just enough challenge to maintain engagement without overwhelming. This concept, called grading in TEFL, means introducing language in progressively challenging steps, each building naturally on the last. Effective planning distinguishes between aims and objectives. Aims are overall points, to provide revision of present perfect. Objectives are specific skills students should demonstrate. Write a questionnaire using travel verbs in present perfect. In a one-hour lesson, allocate approximately 15 minutes to presentation, 20 to practice, and 25 to production, each stage longer than the previous to maximize student talking time. Here's a crucial principle: minimize teacher talking time, TTT. Students need practice time, not lectures. Encourage problem solving through questions, promote learner independence, make dictionaries available, write instructions on the board, use drawing and mime, wait patiently for answers, avoid echoing responses, and monitor quietly during pair work. Your voice should become a strategic tool, not a constant soundtrack. Each language skill requires distinct teaching approaches. For reading, select materials matching student interest and level. They should recognize most words with manageable new vocabulary. Before distributing text, engage students through discussions about the author, cultural quizzes, or vocabulary matching. Help them identify text structure, titles, pictures, subheadings, to reduce intimidation. Writing lessons need energizing pre-writing activities, discussions, anecdotes, visual images that generate ideas. Guide students through text structures and paragraph outlines via collaborative engagement. Speaking requires actual practice. Provide structured guidance on topics and questions, ensuring students possess necessary grammar and vocabulary beforehand. Speaking warm-ups overcome rustiness, word games, memory challenges, discussion starters from current events or images. Listening lessons begin with focusing warmers, then use two activities based on one text, the first easier than the second. Provide background on speakers, situation, and location. Play text twice, first for general understanding, then specific details. Pronunciation teaching ensures comprehension. Phonemes, symbols representing English's 44 sounds, aid pronunciation and dictionary skills. Stress placement proves crucial. Incorrect stress changes meaning. In export, stress differs between noun, export, and verb, export. With children, prioritize fun and structure. Stories develop all four skills while introducing cultural awareness. Language games become valuable. Battleships forces precise pronunciation. Bingo reinforces vocabulary. Tiddlywinks combines movement with learning. Teenagers engage when discussing their interests, sports, relationships, social issues. They respond to prepared teachers who maintain good management, show respect through encouraging opinions and independent learning, and provide challenging work. Teaching English as a foreign language offers genuine meaning in everyday work. You're helping a Brazilian engineer communicate internationally, enabling a Japanese student to pursue graduate studies abroad, giving a Spanish entrepreneur confidence to pitch globally. Every lesson changes someone's trajectory. The beauty of TEFL lies in its accessibility. You don't need years of specialized training or substantial capital. You need curiosity about other cultures, patience with learning, creativity and problem solving, and willingness to step outside your comfort zone. Success comes from connecting with students, making them feel safe making mistakes, and celebrating their victories. If you've dreamed of living abroad, of truly understanding another culture rather than just visiting as a tourist, of work that feels purposeful, TEFL offers a path. The classrooms are waiting, from Seoul to Sao Paulo, from Prague to Phnom Penh. Your students are out there, hoping someone will help them unlock the language that might transform their lives.